said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
When will this thirst for freedom slake? When will our love of slavery die? When will our mother's fetters break? When will our tribulation cease? Wasn't there another Bharat, reared by our noble Aryan race, lead us, Aryan, to victory? Isn't it right we remain slaves? Are famines and disease alone our share? For whom then? Whom then are the laurels and fruits? Will you abandon us, your suppliants? Can the mother cast her child aside? Brave warriors, Aryan Lord, thou destroyer of the demon race, where is your dharma? Isn't yours the duty to revive us and chase fear away? That's the English translation of the Tamil Poem by Subramaniam Bharati. And the poet is expressing his desire to become free. The desire for freedom. This hunger, this thirst for freedom is the very nature of soul. On one side, we say that we don't want slavery. But in our hearts of heart, we are loving slavery like anything. To become free, free from all that is worthless, all that is waste, is the goal. And we are surrounded by desires. And desires move in circle. They never end. And the man chasing the desire is like a man moving in the circle. They never end. One desire after another. It's the game of Will o' the Wisps. It is the oasis in the desert, it appears to be, but then it's an illusion. And fulfillment of desire never leads to cessation of desire. One desire is fulfilled and it will give rise to another. So what is the way out? The way is to experience. The way is step out of this circle and stand here and watch what I have achieved by fulfilling these desires. Stopping to desire can lead to suppression and repression. And everyone in the path of spirituality in the outside world teaches to stop, not to have, cease. But then that also can become dangerous. The way is to step out of this circle and stand here and understand and watch the worthlessness of this circle. The wastefulness of this circle. It appears paradox, but the way to get rid of desire is to go through this circle and then to stand out, to move out, and to watch, to see as a detached observer what I have achieved. The realization of worthlessness and the futility of all the desires is the only definite way to get rid of them. Today we are into 24th day of this pranic journey to increase the flow of prana in the system is to get rid of all the external desires and wants. Physical hunger, emotional hunger, intellectual hunger, spiritual hunger. Relating to physical body, emotional body, intellectual body or mental body, and spiritual body. We work on four bodies and four types of hungers. And all should go together, parallel. And you come to understand where this hunger is coming from. We are training the body for food freedom. Because food lowers the vibrations. Because the moment you put anything into the system, you come under the influence of it. Your emotions become wavery. Excitements. The moment, as you have seen in last few days, in various experiments that we have done here, and many people who have experimented with last 3-day challenge of Raw, they shared that when they were on Raw, they were very stable emotionally. The moment you put cooked and processed into the body, emotions become haywire. Your stability reduces. Your link with yourself goes away. And especially those that one day of juice, and they also shared their experience that how energetic they were throughout the day. The entry of the gross into the body, the entry of the dense into the body makes you dense. The mind becomes hazy. The clarity is evaded. So it is the desire for freedom. It is the hunger for freedom. It is not about eating this or eating that. It's not about getting rid of some disease or losing or gaining weight. It is not about just detox. It is higher consciousness. And we have understood that the one fundamental thing that makes us body conscious is food. Between body and soul, only one thing is there, and that is food. Unless and until you work on this, all your spirituality and all your lectures and all your discourses and all your workshops and all your seminars and all your readings and study and churning will fall flat. Unless and until you understand your relationship with food, there is no spirituality. Because we are so deeply ingrained and entrenched and addicted to food, which you must have realized in one day of dry fast, no food and no water, how the body craves and how everything becomes calm and all other addictions go away. When you conquer this one addiction, all addictions, they become insignificant. They fade into voidness. So the most important effort is this effort. So after discussing so many different aspects about pranic living, about pranic consciousness, today we will discuss a very important aspect, how to deal with hunger pangs, how to deal with hunger. If it is not about repression or suppression of hunger, it's about going beyond it, to reach a state. As we saw yesterday, the 10 goals of pranic living. We need a body which is free from hunger, thirst, which is free from tiredness, which is free from diseases, which is free from temperature sensitivities. We need a body which needs a very less sleep. We need a body which is free from all signs of old age, which is free from all signs of all vices, lust, death, fatigue, a body. Because in such a body, which is so pure, the mind becomes pure. And the goal of spirituality is purification. Not just soul, but the body. So you cleanse this body and the mind soul consciousness is not the effort. I am soul, I am this soul and I am that soul and this vaman and this respect and that self-respect. We keep on practicing all that. But how hard it seems. Can we do something that soul consciousness becomes the result, not the effort? Remembrance of God, remembrance of Father is the result. That can happen only and only when the mind is free from two addictions. These are the only two addictions that baffles the intellect. And once you understand addiction to food, all these addictions, digital addiction, attachment to persons, places, in today's blessing in Sakar Murli, you become Raj Rishi. Your support becomes Father, one Father. Because mind has no other things to think of and worry about. So let's try to understand what happens. We have been discussing about food all the time. And we have been also discussing about prana. So it is not about food, but it is about increasing prana. Automatically food go down. Increase breathing, eating will become less. Increase soul, body will become less. Increase pranic activity, bodily activity will become less. Bodily attachments would become less. Throughout the day, you remain. It is the journey of lightening your nourishment. It is a journey into lighter nourishment. And you come to understand and realize how little is needed for the body to survive. And what I was putting was nothing but poison. So why this hunger happens? There is a hormone, ghrelin, in our body which is released from the brain. That is known as hunger hormone. So when no food is there in the stomach, this hormone is released. Acid it produces, it stimulates the acid and the lining of the stomach and you feel those pangs and you want to eat something. And most of the time we eat when we are not hungry. So there are real hunger and false hunger. We eat 95% of the time because of this false hunger. And we put into our body so many things and that make us heavy. And then we say, I'm not feeling good. I'm feeling heavy. I'm feeling tired. I'm feeling depressed. So what are the different methods to get rid of this pang, this hunger pangs? And that should happen very naturally, very slowly, naturally, without any effort. And you become the master. And now you are not left with thinking about food and worrying about food and preparation of food and eating of food and ingestion and digestion of food and then eliminating that food. 80% of our energy is going in this. We are eating because we want to get powerful. But that food is not giving you energy. Rather, that food is taking back your energy. So after food, you become tired. You don't want to work hard. So that food has made you energetic or tired. Why there is so much talk about fasting everywhere? But the journey of prana is not the journey of fasting. Fasting has start point and end point. After finishing of fasting, you come back to the same original eating. Pranic journey is not about that. It is not about fasting. But yes, fasting is one of the methods to train the body to reach that pranic stage. So today, we'll see some of the methods. How to curb, how to suppress, or how to manage, or how to deal with hunger. The first is conscious eating or drinking. Conscious eating and drinking. if you are eating or drinking, watching television. If you are eating or drinking, operating your mobile, your mind is focused not on the food, but on some other activity. So your brain doesn't get that signal that you are full. The brain feels, I am still hungry. Even though you are full, you will still overeat. So the first thing is stop. The eating should become meditation. The eating should become a prayer. The eating should become a silent tapasya. The more prayerful you can make it, the better it is. And let it get filled with gratitude. Have gratitude for everyone who contributed to what has come on the platter. Right from the trees, right from the ground, right from the farm, the field, the farmers, the suppliers, the transport people, the one who prepared, everyone. Other thing is food gazing. Food gazing or fruit gazing. See it, feel it, touch it, appreciate it. What is it? And know about the nutritive value of that food. See, what is it? Aim to eat living, the lighter, so that it becomes light in your body. Give it good drishti, offer bhog. God doesn't need your food, he just needs your vibrations. Only vibrations reach him. So the first method is conscious. Eat slowly. If you are drinking, let it be conscious drinking. If you are drinking with a spoon, keep that spoon, drop that spoon in the glass multiple times. Use a small plate. Use a small spoon. Sit down and then eat. In silence, away from distractions. With a very prayerful and positive mind. And it is a meal time. Make that programming. I don't have to do anything at this time. Except food, I don't have to do anything. So this will give signal to the brain that you are full now and now you don't need anything. And you realize you are on a very small and very lighter diet and you are so energetic, so powerful. Rather than eating 4 times, 7 times, 1 or 2 a day is enough. OMAD is the best meal ever in the world. 1 meal a day. 1 time you eat and 23 hours. You are free from all the worry, thinking, habits, eating, eliminating and all other things. All those who have done, they have the experience of this. So the first thing to do is, what makes you hungry is because you don't eat consciously. What I am doing now, I am eating, I am drinking. So that 1 glass of juice is enough for you. I remember about 2-3 years back, I had done one experiment for 84 days. I was on 1 glass of orange juice. That's it. 1 day, 1 time a day. Diluted. Half orange and half dilution. But I would take 1 hour to drink that with spoon. And the whole day, extremely high energy. Very less sleep, but very high energy. Drinking. The second thing is, the first is conscious drinking or eating. The second, remove 4S from your diet, because these 4S make you more hungry and thirsty. The first is salt. You will see hundreds and hundreds of literature on low salt diet and what it is doing, what salt is needed, recommended by Cardiology Society, American Society, Britain Society, Indian Society of Medicines, and so many other journals. They say 1 teaspoon of salt is needed for the whole day. But if you see our salt, what you are eating is too much. And that's why it is responsible for so many diseases, hypertension and all so on and so on. But when you go on purely raw and vegetables and fruits, you don't need salt at all, because all salt will come from that thing. I had been in between I tried eating salt and it was horrible. You feel hungry whole day. You eat anything salty, after 1 hour you are hungry again. You are thirsty again. You want to drink water all the time. And then you justify that, yes, people say that drink a lot of water. In between 8 years, I had never drank any water. But the moment I started salt, I had to drink so much water. There is no limit. So reduce salt as less as possible. Replace that US salt. But all salt, whether it is rock salt or black salt or Himalayan pink, all salts, they increase appetite. They increase thirst. If you can go on zero salt, then see what happens. One is salt. Second is sugar. That increases appetite. There is no need. Just get rid of it once and for all. Third are spices. All condiments. Whatever spices you put in your food, they increase, stimulate appetite. You feel all the more hungry. And that is false hunger. And fourth, and the most important, spark. Fire. Anything that is put to fire is not our food. Anything that is cooked and processed, they increase hunger. That becomes addiction. And unless and until you get rid of this first and the greatest addiction, there is no spirituality. It is the nature's final. An uncompromising command to eat what is there in nature as it is, without processing, without getting touched by fire. Just try. Never say that I will stop cooked. Say that, let me try. Otherwise you will suffer from psychological disturbances. Guilt consciousness. Let me try whole day today that I will not eat anything. Let me survive on fruit and vegetable and juices. And see what happens. This is an experiment. Let me see. If it works, it's okay. If it doesn't, I'll give up. And then see what happens. So, when you are on raw, you don't feel hungry. The moment you eat cooked, you feel hungry. And you understand how little I need. Vegetable juice. Fruit juice. Fruit. Green juices, leaves, you drink this and understand. Those people who did Navratri and they did juice fasting, they were so energetic. They climbed mountains. They never stop. Others who take 3 meals a day have to sit while doing Garba. And they continuously do 2 hours. Why? Because energy. The third is more liquids, less solid. Solid is addictive. Liquids are less addictive. You can try for liquidarian 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. Even if it is cooked. But don't chew. Just take liquids and you realize how little you need. Then distract yourself. If you feel hungry, distract yourself. Go and do exercise. Start reading some book. Watch something good. That hunger pan is anitya. It is temporary. It will go away. Suddenly you feel hungry. Know that this is false hunger. Go out somewhere and do something else. Go in the nature, exercise, take a walk, go in the jungle, sit in meditation, do exercise, warm up, anything. Music. Distract yourself. Running. Distract yourself. Third, another is ignore the pangs. The pang has come, it will go away. The urge has come, it will go away. Suddenly you feel hungry. Let me go and eat something. Keep away. And another thing. Stop watching how to make recipes on YouTube. If you watch, then you want to eat. Hunger is increased by smell, appearance, and taste. So stop doing that. People keep on searching recipes. Or if you watch a recipe book, don't see that. Raw recipes also is a Maya. But you can do that. Then think of different benefits you derive from fasting that we have already seen multiple times in last many days. How you feel energetic, how you feel connected to yourself, how you feel powerful, how you feel mastery of yourself, how the emotions come under control, how your addictions go away, how the body is felt so clean from within. And then also remember how overindulgence made you feel. One of the American president had said sometime that you never regret that you have eaten what? That you have eaten less. Do you regret? Oh, yesterday was such a nice food. Why did I eat less? Do you regret? Never. You always regret overeating. Then think about fasting. Another important thing is never fast just to lose weight. That should never be the goal. You are fasting for higher reason, for spiritual reasons. Then good sleep. Sleep deprivation leads to hunger pangs. If you do not get good sleep, then you feel like to feel eat something. Then stress management. If you are stressed and emotionally disturbed, you don't understand what to do and you go and start eating. So emotional stability. If you have some medical conditions or some medications you are taking, that also can sometimes cause increased hunger. Then environment, as I already said, the smell, the sight, these all stimulate hunger. Then dehydration. If you are not hydrated well, then also you feel hunger. So hydrate yourself well. Then sometimes green tea or black teas, they help you reduce hunger. And then suddenly if you feel hungry, go and start brushing your teeth. That make you less hungry. Start brush your teeth. That will go take away the hunger. Okay. Set a time for food. This is a 12. As I said yesterday, there is no need for any eat. It's simply getting up and start eating. There are a lot of books written on no breakfast plans. If you at all want to eat and you feel hungry, let it be very lighter, juices and raw, at least till 12 noon. So that make a target that your first diet is after 12. After 6 hours or 8 hours of total dry fasting. There's nothing body needs till then. After that only the things happen. Its need is there. So you can make a target. But if you are eating at 6 o'clock or eating or drinking at 6, make it 7, then 8, then 9, then 10. Gradually increase the time. Very slowly. It's a slow journey. Don't love your body. Love your body. Talk to your cells. Understand what they need. Don't do any compulsion on them. Very slowly, slowly, slowly. You understand. A time will come when you will know that till 12, I don't need anything. Make it 1, then 2 o'clock. Gradually increasing it. And the more you stay away from it, the more you are filled with energy. The more you are filled with power. Green smoothies. Exercising, that I already, and stay busy. If you are free, idle. Boredom is what makes us eat. You have no work to do, you eat. So keep yourself so busy that you have no other time for doing any other thing. Read Murli, churn Murli, understand it, go into the depth of it. Do something creative. Keep yourself busy. Not a single minute is to be wasted here and there. And then see what happens. So these are all the different methods by which when the hunger pang comes, you watch it. It is also a sensation. All sensations are temporary. Do the body scanning. Sit and scan the body, top to bottom, bottom to top, top to bottom, bottom to top. And the hunger sensation goes away. Even 1 hour of fasting is victory. They say that one day of fasting burns your 1 year of sins. Extend that period more and more and more. You are unstoppable, invincible. This is the mastery of the self. This is the mastery of senses. This is journey into higher consciousness, into the world of spirit from the world of body. Everything that ties you down, everything that makes you down, you give up. And everything that takes you up, you catch hold of. So this is the journey into that consciousness. You understand your relationship and you come to a conclusion that how little I need for survival. Just 3-4 drinks here and there and you are full. Just one or two sips here and there and you are full. Because the problem with hunger is that, the problem is eating is that after eating, after 2-3 hours again you are hungry. Again you eat. You keep on eating and eating. It is like a desire, a circle that makes you a slave all the time. You become master. So, work on these things today. Also, some people recommend chewing gums. Chewing gums, they also reduce hunger. Some people recommend this acupuncture. Press this here. And your appetite goes down. And something that is known as virtual eating. Virtual eating, you know. Keep on doing like this. Hunger goes away. Or deceptive eating. Like, you show yourself burger and eat apple. You show pizza but eat fruit, kela, banana. You show yourself, oh, this is so delicious, so nice, but eat this. So you have to deceive the mind. It is the mind. It is the mind games all the time. So you start deceiving the mind. Gradually get rid of cereals. Slowly reduce as much as possible. Even if you eat cereals, let it be 80% vegetables and 20% cereals. If you are eating rice, let it be 80% vegetable mixed with rice, 20%. If you are eating upma or anything, let it be more and more of this. So that addiction goes away. So the journey is of de-addiction, detoxification. The journey is of reorientation, reintegration, reconditioning, reprogramming, deconditioning, relearning, new tricks and methods, and they will take you towards spirituality. When you are in this state, soul consciousness is the result, not effort. Swaman will be the result, not effort. Om Shanti.
त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बन्धुश्च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive.